Afternoon, everybody. And there's Vic Hamilton, Weymouth and Dorset, not originally from Northern Ireland, the mad parts. I started this venture myself over 4 years ago, and the document that's being handed out to each and every one of you is a proposal that I have presented to the government over the past 4 years for the opening of cannabis cafes, and how I propose that that revenue be used to replace the council tax commitment that's imposed on every single OAP still eligible to pay council tax in this country. Legalised cannabis through a system of regulated coffee shops and the ancillary businesses that go with it have the potential of giving this country somewhere in the region of 30 to 40 billion extra pounds a year to work with. And that's not coming out of you, the taxpayers' money. It's coming out of the cannabis users' pocket. We won't mind paying a little bit of tax, because we pay tax on every commodity we use. It won't make the commodity any more pricey. It'll just make it better quality. Some of us were saying we haven't really got enough ammunition for a general election. I believe we have. If we cannabis users can unite and bring the older population on board with us, or we can point out that a saving of £500 to probably £600 a year is more beneficial to them than it is to the council that are sitting representing them. It would be better in their pocket than in the councillors. And as for the date to the election, the date for the election has been called, because I have received my nomination papers as one of the first candidates, although they will not announce nominations until the 15th of April, but I've got mine already. So mine are ready for the thing. This proposal, when you read through it, we talk about figures on what I propose to be the costs of cannabis in a coffee shop. I didn't have an accurate set of figures because I don't know exactly what the costs entail. I don't know how much it costs to produce a domestic crop of cannabis or anything like that. That's why I need the help and support of the LCA and putting these figures together properly. I based this report on figures that were given to me by the Office of National Statistics, and I was working on a figure of somewhere in the region of 8 to 10 million regular habitual cannabis users in that equation. Now, that sort of revenue coming from them actually equals the revenue that is generated by the two leading oil companies in the country, BP and Shell, and one bank. So I think us lot that like a smoke, like a toke and stuff like that there, I think we have a hell of a lot more offer than BP or Shell, because our smoke doesn't kill anybody. Theirs does. So our contribution is a lot worthier than theirs. I have been branded by some doctors at some times as being an awkward bastard, as being mentally unbalanced, as being anything that they don't like. And I have another little piece here from a doctor in my area, a Dr. Nick Koski. My name for Dr. Nick Koski is Dr. Soroxat, because that is the only medicine the man knows how to prescribe, Soroxat. Soroxat is in the stages of being banned. So if they can ban something they've given a pharmaceutical company license to produce, they can give us license to produce a safer alternative. And that's where we need the support. Prescription medicine has never, ever healed anyone. Anything that comes out of a pill bottle should stay in a pill bottle. Keep a lid on it, because nothing from a pill bottle will do you any good. Every medicine that has been produced is produced from other species of plants and chemical compounds and stuff like that there. It is not natural. Cannabis, the firm that want to produce it, GW Pharmaceuticals, are right on my doorstep, and they don't like me because I said to them, shove your spray somewhere where it's going to do no use, because you have stated you have taken the active substance from that plant and are now producing a medicine that you want to sell to people who have illnesses. I think you're a cheat. I think you're a liar. And why should you be given permission ahead of me and my cannabis users to do that? We're not telling lies and we're not cheating. We're telling the truth. None of us deserve to be criminalised because of cannabis use. And the only way we can bring it to the forefront is to point out to the citizens in all the boroughs we stand in, this is what we can save you in actual revenue. We're not taking it away from you. We're giving some of it back to you. There's not another politician from any political party in this land right now could offer the electorate the same deal. They could offer it on that hand, but they'll take it away in that hand because they just haven't got the revenue. This is a completely new and sustainable source of revenue that can make this country more economically viable. I didn't believe in much. I never voted in my life until last year, until I stood for the local council elections. I polled 51 votes in 24 hours. That's all I took. But it caused a stir. I don't know many people here. Religion. I don't want to get into religion because religion has caused more wars and stuff on this planet than ever. But I do believe in a God. And I'll just finish off with one statement. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful, multiply and fill this earth and subdue it. Using all the vast resources in the service of God and man, have dominion over the fish, the sea and the birds of the air, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every plant, yielding seed that is on the face of the land, and every tree with seed its fruits. You shall have them for food, and to the animals of the earth, and to the birds of the air, and to everything that creeps in the ground. To everything in which there is the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food. And God saw everything that he had made and said, behold, it was very good, suitable and pleasant, and he approved it completely. And there was evening and there was morning and the sixth day. So on the sixth day, the Lord that created this planet put a planet on this planet for us to subdue and to use, not to take it and make a derivative from it. The whole plant for the whole species. And the chap that gave me, this doesn't come out of the Bible, by the way, it comes out of the version of the Bible that the preachers and the ministers and stuff get their education from. It comes from the Matthew Henry. So I'm just about finished too, because I really, really, really wasn't prepared for this in any way, shape or form. The economics I have explained in that folder are quite easy to understand. Any person here who stands in a constituency of 60,000 or so constituents has the potential to be representing between 8,000 and 10,000 cannabis users. Because the statistics say 1 in 8 of the population are regular habitual cannabis users. So you have 8,000 potential votes in your area that you choose to stand in. That's just from your cannabis users. But you will also have 10,000 to 12,000 OAPs in that area. And my point is that we, the cannabis users, we will pay the bill for that larger proportion of the population. Government can't do that because they haven't got the revenue there to do that. They have to find a new and sustainable source of revenue to fulfil their promises. We, as a party, can fulfil that promise from day one. We can show this is how much money we as a collective group of people throughout this island are going to raise and present, not just to our government, but to our local authorities. The government can have a bite of the cherry from all the people that want to produce the plant, from the farmers, from the growers. It's two bites of the cherry. One bite of the cherry stays with us, and one bite goes to feed the rest of the species. So there's enough for everyone. It doesn't have to be held back. And I really do think I have covered most of all my stuff. If there's any questions on any of the figures not in there, they are all quite easy to explain. If you can see at the top of those pages, there are some statements from other experts and stuff like that there. Some from 1996, some from 92. There are loads. This lot really come to me from Australia. It's global. The Lancet, the smoking of cannabis, even long term, is not harmful to health. There were every reason for putting this proposal forward is a good reason. And we all got to believe that that is a good reason. The best reason is bringing some sort of stability and some sort of understanding back into the communities that we are smoking cannabis in. Cannabis smokers are not evil. And unless we can get some form of approval from the older generations, and that I mean the OAPs, and there are quite a few of them that still have a toke now and again. My oldest friend is, I think, about 76 or 78 years of age. So it can be supported. If we could prove and point out to that proportion of the electorate, and don't forget, the OAPs are the majority. Right, and they are the majority of the population, the voting population right at the moment. The group, the age group between 18 and 25 that we should be targeting for the next election, and I will be, they, in turn, it shouldn't be too hard to convince them that their contribution is worthy and worthwhile. They're doing something that's benefiting the communities they live in. It's supporting the communities they live in, and it's financing the elder people that live in that community. That's why I need your support, and I hope we can take this through to them and build on it. Thanks very much for your time.